what do you call a, let's see, what do you call things like that?
To draw drapes.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any distinction between those drapes and any other kind?
Well, no. See, you have just the regular straight drapes, and you have what you call a draw drape.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a lawn cleaning business.
Oh, I think we've covered about all of those. Can you think of any more kinds of curtains, you know?
Oh, your kitchen curtains, that's most important. Those little bitty things, you know. And they have different tier curtains, you know, for the kitchen.
Tier curtains?
Yeah, that's where you have one comes across in, one at the top.
Yeah.
You can leave the top one open, or you can close the top and leave the bottom one open, and vice versa.
What do you call the almost transparent curtains that go behind the draw drapes sometimes?
Oh, that's your lining, protective lining. They're doing that to keep them actually lining your curtains,
mm-hmm.
putting the weight on your big curtains.
That makes sense. Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought it was just decorative.
Well, it is a decorative too, but it is a protective, because the that protective material back of those drapers will get faded and do the atmosphere condition will rot.
I knew it'd do that, but I didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the little room in a bedroom, for example, where you hang your clothes?
Oh, closet.
Now, what do you call a place to hang your clothes if you didn't have a closet?
Oh, ship rope. That's what we used to call it. The ship rope. See, they had the doors and all on it.
Yeah, and you could move it from
room. No, you could. They're movable. In fact, we had my stepmother's. I had disposed of her. It was a cedar ship rope, made out of cedar. Solid cedar.
Did you have any other terms for that, by the way?
No, ship rope was the only thing that I've ever called.
Okay. What do you call? We were talking about it earlier about another house. I believe your grandmother's. What do you call that little? Well, no, we weren't either. But what do you call the room you go to up the stairs in my hallway? Up there above us.
Or up in the second story?
What do you call it in this house?
Oh, your attic?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the attic room up here. Storage attic. Mm-hmm. That's what ours is, you know.
Yeah. If you had a little room with a little window looking out over the roof.
Well, that's what we call the doghouse.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. See, I have one on my house. It's built on the same plan as this one, but this one doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Over the picture window?
Yeah. Oh, I thought I had one up there.
You might have.
Yeah, I get trash in all the time. We've been over the kitchen already, called the room you cook in. Now, did you ever know of any, let me go back to another question. I'll cover that later. What do you call a little room off the kitchen where you store food?
Oh,
you use in the kitchen.
What do you mean, your cupboard room or any room?
Mm-hmm.
We usually call it the storage room.
Like you keep canned goods in it and, you know, things like that.
That's a cupboard, I guess you call it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a lot of old worthless things you're about to throw away?
Antiques. Well, it's quite popular today, isn't it?
No, if you're really going to throw them away, like the junk I had, some stuff I had in my basement, and I piled it out on the curb, what was called.
That's trash, just to get rid of it.
Now, assuming our houses were big enough, what would you call a spare room that you use to store odds and ends in?
Well, we call that our storeroom. Storeroom. You store stuff in there till you need it and clean it out.
Okay.